ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning by the Hashem Yitbarach, Parashat Naso. And as we all know, Parashat Naso, that's the longest parasha in the Torah, to have 176 pesukim. And obviously there are a lot of topics in the parasha, so we'll try to cover by the Hashem a little bit from one of the topics that we have here. The pasuk says, "Medaber Adonai el Moshe lemur, Daber el Bnei Israel, איש או אישה, כי יעשו מכל חטות האדם למעול מעל באדוני והאשימה הנפש ההיא. It means the pasuk standing us over here, that pasuk is talking about a person that he did apira, he stole money, and then he made shebu'an bedin that he did not steal, so obviously he lied. Now he did teshuba, what he has to do? The pasuk said, והאשימה הנפש ההיא, he found guilty. What he has to do, ויתוודו את חטאתה אשר עשו, he has to make ודוי, וישיב את אשמו בראשו, וחמישיתו יוסף עליו. He has to pay whatever he stole, and he has to bring קורבן אשם. את אשם גזלות, אשם מעילות, אשם שפחה חרופה, אשם נזיר, אשם מצורע. So the all kind of עבירות the person has to bring on it אשם. That's one of them, the פסוק של נאסיר, וחמישיתו יוסף עליו, ונתן להשאיר אשם לו. And the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchot Teshuvah, Perek Aleph, Halakha Aleph, he writes, and he says, כל המצוות שבתורה, אני מצווה in the Torah, whether it's מצוות עשה, or מצוות לא תעשה, אם עבר אדם על אחת מהן, בין בזדון, בין בשגגה, if the person transgressed one of the עבירות, it doesn't make a difference if he did the עבירה במזיד, or he did it בשוגג, כשיעשה תשובה וישוב מחטאו, and either or, whether שוגג or מזיד, he has to do תשובה, and He has to make vidui. Hayab leed vidot lefnei ha'el baruchu. Shnei yemar. Veed vidu et hatata masher asu. Beheshib et ashamo berosho. Vahamishito yosef alav. So that's what the Rambam is telling us over here. That the person, it's mizvat ase. When a person does teshuba, he has to make vidui. That's why hakayim deor mitakin. That the person, anytime that he makes an abira, he has to make vidui. Therefore, every day we have vidui, we have tahanun. Now we're still you know, following the Kiddushah of Hag Shavuot. There's no Tachanun until this coming Sunday, Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach. But whatever it is, that's the anyan that the person has to make vidui. Any abira a person did, he has to make vidui on it. Why? Because without vidui, his teshuba is not complete. Part of the teshuba, the person has to make vidui. The Rambam, he calls it here, he said, Muzbat Aseh. It's Muzbat, the person has to make vidui. Shneimar ve'et vidu et hatata masher asu. I saw that the Hatam Sofer, he explains, but maybe we should start, you know, from the Gemara. We have Gemara in Masechet Sota. The Gemara tells us here in Daf Gimel Amud Bet in Masechet Sota, Amar Bishma Amar Nachmani Amar Biyonatan, Kol Ha'oseh Mitzvah Ahat Ba'olam Hazeh Mekaddimato Ve'olechet Lefanav Le'olam Haba. Shneimar Ve'alach Lefanecha Tzidkecha. Telling us here that any mitzvah the person does, that mitzvah after 120 is going to go in front of him to Olam Haba to show him the reward for that mitzvah that he just did. That's if the person did mitzvah. B'chol ha'obir abira, ahat ba'olam zen, the opposite, if chas v'shalom someone, he did abira, melefifatto ve'olichet lefana ve'yom ad-din. Shneimar, illafetu orchot darkam, ya'alu batuhu ve'yobidu. But here, if the person did abira, that abira is gonna go surrounding him to drag him, to take him to Yom Adin, to bring him judgment, to go to Gehenam, whatever he deserves on this abira. The abira is gonna go around him. I saw here the Maharsha on this Gemara. He tells us here. He says, "Mehayadua ki maase Adam molid malachim kifim maasav. Hen li tova ve hen li ra." Said every action a person does, it creates a malach, whether it's a good malach or a bad malach, depending on if he did mizvah or abira. ולפי העניין על דרך משל, he tells us here that משל, כי העושה מצווה יהיה הולך בשמחה, ואין צריכה מצווה אלא להקדים לפניו להראות לו הדרך לשם. אבל בעושה עבירה צריך מוליכו לקורחו ולפפו, כי אינו הולך לשם מרסונו, כדרך שמוליכין אותו לגרדום, שמוליכין אותו שלא לרסונו ובעל קורחו. וכל להבין. He's telling us over here, the Maharsha, it's a simple idea, but interesting. But he says here that why the Gemara is telling us if the person did mitzvah, the mitzvah is going to go in front of him. However, when he did Avira, doesn't say that Avira is going to go in front of him. Avira is going to surround him, going to tie him up and take him to Yom HaDin. He said very simple, because the mitzvah is going to show that person a reward. To tell a person that they come to take reward, you don't need to wrap him and to tie him up, to drag him to take his reward. He's going to follow you on his own to go take his reward. However, if the person did Avira and he deserves punishment for that Avira, obviously the person is not going to want to go willingly. You need someone to drag him. You have to tie him up. You have to drag him to get the Avira. Therefore, the Gemara tells us, until illafitu or hodder kam. It means when the person does Avira, that Avira is going to surround him and it's going to tie him up and drag him to get his punishment liyom ad-din. And we have Gemara in Masechet Yomah Daf Pei Vav. The Gemara tells us over there, the Gemara is Maricha over there, about all kinds of teshuvah the person does. If the person did the teshuvah out of fear, then the Gemara said, it's also considered teshuvah, but it's not 100% teshuvah. Why? Because the Gemara tells us over there, when a person did Avira and he did teshuvah on such Avira out of fear, then any zedonot, any abirah that he did b'mezid, now b'shamayim, after he did teshubah, are fear, they're not going to punish him as if he did abirah b'mezid, they're going to punish him as if he did it b'shogig. However, if the person does teshubah out of love for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then even the abirah that he did b'mezid, it's going to turn into a mitzvah. That's what the Gemara is telling us over there in Masechet Yomah. And on this comes the Hatam Sofer, and he tells us, said that's here what the pasuk is referring to in this week's parashat we just started with. Said ish o isha ki asum kol hatot ha'adam al-ma'ol ma'al ba'adonai bi'ashima nifishahi. When a person does abira, first of all, the Rambam tells us musbat asim in ha'torah, he has to make vidui. Like it says, ve'et vidu et hatata mashir asu. But he said that's not enough. What kind of vidui, what kind of teshuba the person does? Is he supposed to do teshubah out of fear or teshubah out of love? The pasuk is telling us over here, ve'yeshivit ashamo birosho. What does mean ve'yeshivit ashamo birosho? The abira, the asham that a person does, ashamot, elo meradin, when a person does abira b'mezid, that asham usually goes behind that person, like the Gemarat we just read in Masechet Sotah. That abira is going to tie that person up and it's going to go around him, so he shouldn't run away. So that asham, the Gemara is telling us that when a person does this abira, that malach that was created from that abira, he surrounds that person so he shouldn't run away. And the pasuk is telling us over here, what kind of teshubah I want you to make? Beheshivit ashamu berosho. That asham, we want that asham to go in front of the person. Berosho. What's berosho? After 120, we want that abira that the person did to go in front of him to show him the reward. What does this mean? Obviously, we're talking about here the Torah is asking from us that we should do teshubah out of love. And the Gemara and Yomah we just mentioned, any time the person does teshubah out of love, even the ashamot, the abirot that the person did b'mezid, now they're going to turn into zikhuyot. And if it's zikhuyot, then it's going to get rewarded for such a abirat he did, because he did teshubah on it. If that's the case, he does not need to surround him, to tie him up, to take him to Beit Din. Why? Because he's going to go on his own. Therefore, that malach who was created bad in the beginning, now he turned into good malach, and that malach is going to go in front of the person, like the Gemara we just read. That's here what the Hatam Sofer, beautiful Pirush, is telling us. That type of teshubah that Torah is asking from us, v'yeshivit ashamo b'roshu, that asham we want it to go in front of you after 120, not to surround you and tie you up to take you. That means we're asking from you to do teshubah, not enough teshubah out of fear, we want to do teshubah out of love. That's here what the pasuk, v'yeshivit ashamo b'roshu. We could also add a little bit to it also, because the pasuk tells us, ahor v'kedem tzartani v'tashit alay kapicha. Achim, they bring a remez. They said, Ahor v'kedem. What's Ahor v'kedem? He said, the mitzvah goes in front of him, kedem. And the abirat person does goes behind him. That's Ahor. And now, Ahor v'kedem. Now, what's the gematria of Ahor plus the gematria of kedem? He add these two words together, the gematria of both of them, it adds up to the same gematria, same exact gematria of the word Satan. That means that Satan that was going behind you, we want that Satan to go in front of you. That's here what the Pasuk is telling us. That type of teshuva I'm asking you for. That's the Pirush of the Hatam Sofer. It's the last beautiful Pirush. We could explain a little bit different Be'ezrat Hashem. We have here the Gemara, the same Gemara, the Masechet Sotah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara told us here, Rish Lakish Amar, Ein Adam Ober Abira, Ela Amken Nechnas Bo Ruach Shel Shtut. No such a thing that a person is going to do Abira unless if that person, he got the spirit that to make him sort of crazy, sort of it is not functioning properly. Ruach shtut. That's what the Gemara is telling us over here. What's the proof? Neymar, this week's parasha. Ish ki tistay ishto ma'al abu ma'al. When the isha sota, she does abira and she cheats after her husband. The pasuk said, ish ki tistay ishto. What tistay ishto? That's min lashon sota, isha sota. But the pasuk writes the word tistay ishto with the sheen. With the sin, yani, not with the samech, sota, masechet sota, how do you write masechet sota? Samech vav, with the samech. But here the Torah tells us, ish ki tistay ishto, it says tistay ishto with the sin. The Gemara is Zoresh over here, Rish Lakish telling us, al tekre ki tistay ishto, ela tishte. When it means, what tishte, it becomes shota. That's what he was teaching us over here. En adam aubir abira, that's what the Gemara is telling us over here. I saw here Sefer Yismach Moshe in Parashat Nitzavim. He brings the interesting idea. He says here, he said, "Katbu b'sfarim hakdoshim kushiya gedola v'chazaka al obra abira." So in the Sfarim, they have a very big question against those who do abira. What's the question? Vehut Temiha kayemet delet la periku. That's a question that there is no answer for it. Velet nagar ubar nagar de frekna. There is no one on earth could answer that question. What's the question? Vehu. That person who did the abira. Imata ose abira kashim manafshach. So what are you thinking at the time of you doing the abira? Ech tachshob. Imata maamin beemet she'ael atbarach roe otcha. איך יש לך עזות פנים גדול כל כך שאתה יודע שמלך מלכי מלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא רואה אותך ועומד אצלך ואתה עושה כך? הלא אם היה כאן איזה אדם ומכל שכן אדם חשוב ודאי שלא היית עושה זאת בפניו בשום אופן. ואיך תעשה זאת בפני מלך מלכי מלכים מלך גדול ונורא אשר כל דיירי הרעה כלה חשובים כמה? ואיך אמתך לא תבעתך אותך? So he said, if the person at the time he did the abira, what do you think at the time he did the abira? Did he think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing in front of him? If he believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing in front of him, would he do such abira? Of course not. So if you're standing in front of a policeman, you won't do any abira against the law. Coach you can, if you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how dare you are to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you know that Hashem is standing in front of you? And if you're going to think, if you're going to think that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't see you at the time that did Abira, Hasb Shalom. So that's even a bigger question that we have. She'ata kofir ba'akara imuna. Umi huze, asher b'shem Yisrael yichunesh, lo yimsorot nafsho limitot kashot, kede shelo yichfor ba'akar. So how could that be? V'hene, en yishub lezot yekushya. So how could that be? So the person, if you believe that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he watching you, how dare you are to do the Abira? And if you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not watching you, and it means that person is kofir ba'akar. Said, how could it be? Any person from Am Israel, people from Am Israel, they were willing to die, not to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do Abu Dazara Hasb Shalom. And that person, he thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not watching him? I satir Adam b'mistari v'ani lor enu ne'um Hashem. Said, how could that be? Said, this question, b'hne any shub l'zot yekushya. Said, there's no answer, only one answer, what Hakim just told us in Masechet Sotah, rak ma she'amru hazal, she'en Adam ober abira, elam ken nechnisa bo ruach shel shtut. ובוודאי כוונת חזל הוא משום זאת היא הקושיה. דיבלו רוח שטות, אי אפשר לשום בר דעת לעבור עבירה משום זו הקושיה. רק שנכנס ברוח שטות ועל שוטה אין קושיה. ובאמת בשעת העבירה שוכיח מכל זה, ואין נותן על לבו כלל שישם תברך רואה, ואין הוא כופר, רק שוכיח מכל וכל. That's see what it telling us over here. He says the only answer that he have against such a person, only this Gemara we just read, that at the time when the person did the Abira, he was like a shotei. In Adam Osei Abira, Adam kin nechnisebo ruach shel shtut. And if the person is a shotei, there is no question on shotei. That's here where he telling us, that's Anyan. Because basically we all know that Kadosh Baruch Hu created a person on earth. Every person, the whole purpose of creation that we should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Mishnah in Perkei Avot tells us, it says, "Ha'olam hazeh domel frozor b'fnei ha'olam haba." So it means this world is only a tunnel to get to Olam Haba. Therefore, the Mishnah is asking from us in Perkei Avot, the person he has to prepare himself in the tunnel so he could get to Olam Haba. That's the whole purpose of creation is to get to Olam Haba. So you're right, Umot Olam, they only were created to enjoy this world. Therefore, you see by Umot Olam, each one he wants to get more houses, he wants to go on vacations more, he wants to enjoy life because that's the only life that they have. But us, Am Israel, all of us, we believe and we understand that this world is only a path until to get to Olam Haba. So we shouldn't get jealous from what a mota olam they have here in olam hazeh, because the Mishnah tells us, "Yafa sha'a ahad shel korat ruach ba'olam haba mikol haya olam hazeh." So the 1 hour of haya olam haba, it's worth more than all the pleasures in this world put together. That's here basically what the Mesilati Sharim in the beginning, he also explains in details. We're not going to go through the whole thing, but he says, והנה מה שאורינו חזל, שהאדם לא נברא אלא לתענג עד השם ולהנות מזיף שכינתו, שזהו תענוג האמתי והעידון הגדול מכל העדונים שיכולים להמצא. So he said that's the only reason why the person was created, to make נחת רוח in front of הקדוש ברוך הוא. Like דוד המלך said, ואני קורבת אלוהים לטוב. אני said, אחת שאלתי מאת השם אותה הבקש. כי רק זה הוא הטוב. That's the only good that a person should have in this world, to make נחת רוח in front of הקדוש ברוך הוא. And he continues here, Mesilati Sharim, Ramhal. והנה שמו הקדוש ברוך הוא לאדם במקום שרבים בו המרחקים אותו ממנו יתברך, והן הם התאוות החומריות, אשר אם ימשך אחריהן, נהו מתרחק והולך מן הטוב האמיתי. ונמצא שהוא מושם באמת בתוך מלחמה חזקה, כי כל הענייני העולם הזה, בין לטוב, בין למוטב, הם ניסיונות לאדם. העוני מצד אחד והעושר מצד אחד. כעניין שאמר שלמה, פן נסבע וכחשתי, ואמרתי מי השם, פן נברש וגנבתי. So all the things the person goes through העולם הזה, it's only tests, so he should always, he says there, הקדוש ברוך הוא put the person in a place that everything is dragging him away from serving הקדוש ברוך הוא. But that is the real war that the person has to go, that's a מלחמה. Every time the person, כי תצא למלחמה על אוהביך, this is יסר הרע. Yes, Allah is always trying to get the person do abirot, but the person he always have to b'tahvulot ta'aseh lecha melchama. He has to take the ways of the Torah, like the Gemara told us. The only way to overcome yes, Allah is by learning Torah. The person has to stick to the Torah and to fight against yes, Allah, and with this is gonna earn olam haba. That's here the purpose of here going through olam hazeh is only to get to fight against yes, Allah. Then when you go to Olam Haba, then you're going to get the reward over there that you deserve it. You're not just getting Nahamad Chesufa like the Zohar Kadosh calls it. You're earning the good that you're going to get in Olam Haba by working here in Olam Hazeh. So that's basically what every person has to put in front of his eyes, that we're going through this world is like a prosdor, a path to get to Olam Haba. So if the person is going to put such a thing, such a mahshaba in front of him, how is he going to sit in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's here what the Pasuk is telling us over here. ויתוודות חטאתם אשר עשו, after a person does עבירה, he has to do ודוי, then וישיב את האשמו בראשו. The אשם, the person has to think about it from the beginning. said, וישיב את האשמו בראשו, the person has to understand that from now, how is he going to greet all the tzaddikim in Olam Haba? How is he going to go to see all the tzaddikim in Olam Haba? from now he has to look at the future, like the Gemara told us. Said the Gemara Shabbat says that the Yeser Hara, he tells the person, Atkan, don't look at the future now. Now enjoy the day that you're living in. Tomorrow didn't come yet. We'll take care of tomorrow when it comes. But now enjoy Olam Hazeh. That's Yeser Hara, what he tells the person. Yeser Tov, he tells the person, always Mekan Ul Haba, Mekan Vehala, Debra Yeser Tov. Said from now on, and that's basically what Yeser HaTob, he tells the person, don't look at where you're living now at the moment. You have to look at the future. What's going to be on above? Because basically that here, what Maslati Sharim just read, that is the whole purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us over here. So we should go through this path to get to Olam Haba. So we have to understand that this path is only the preparation to get to Olam Haba. That means we always have to be thinking about Olam Haba. And we shouldn't forget about Olam Haba. And if a person is really thinking about Olam Haba, that is going to have the biggest help on earth, that he's not going to sin. Why? Because he's always thinking about Olam Haba, he's always thinking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu who's watching him. That's basically what Tarama, he starts off in the Shulchan Aruch, says, Shaviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. That's the biggest klal, biggest rule a person should put in front of him. If you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing in front of you and watching you, that person is going to be much more careful not to sin. And if the person is going to think that the whole purpose of creation, that he was created here on earth to make Nahat Ruach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he knows that Hashem is standing in front of him, like in every Berachad, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem. What's Atah? Atah, you're talking to someone standing in front of you. You don't say Baruch Hu, you say Baruch Atah. As if you're talking to someone standing in front of you. When a person thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing in front of him, for sure he's not going to sin. That's here what the Pasuk is telling us. That person, he has to think from the beginning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing in front of him, then he wouldn't have done the Hashem at all. He wouldn't have done the Abira at all. That's what the person he has to think about it. Furthermore, we could explain Be'ezer Hashem et Barach. We have here the Gemara, Masechet Nidarim, Daf Tet Amud Bet. It's also brought down also Masechet Nazir, also Daf Dalet Amud Bet. Same story, and it's connected to our parasha also about Nazir. We have in Parashat Shavua also about Nazir. So the Gemara tells us here a story. Netanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon Tzadik. Shimon Tzadik is telling us, Miyamai lo achalti asham Nazir tame, illa ehad. Said, I never ate from Qurban Hashem that a Nazir who became Tameh is bringing, and he never ate from such a Hashem. Any Nazir that he's bringing Qurban Hashem, Shimon Sadiq said he never ate from such a Hashem. He doesn't want to eat such a Hashem. Why? Maybe because the person who became Nazir said, who said that Nazir maybe was guilty. Maybe he was guilty, and therefore he said he didn't want to eat from his Nazir. And only one time. He said he never ate from Hashem Nazir Tameh except one time only. That's it. What was the story? He said, Pa'am Ahad, one time, Ba Adam Ehad Nazir Min Haddarom. One Nazir came from the south. Vire'itif Shu Yafe'inayim Bitob Ro'i. I looked at him, and I saw that he has beautiful eyes, and he looks very handsome. And his long hair is like curls, and beautiful hair he has. Amarti lo bini, ma ra'ita li'ashhit et sa'archa zeh na'e. Why you came now to Beit HaMikdash and you cut off your hair to bring it, like the pasuk told us in this week's parasha? At v'galach et si'ar rosh nizro. He has to take that hair after he grows it. He has to cut it when, at the day that he brings the Qurban, and he burns the hair right beneath the Qurban. So he told him, why you have to destroy your beautiful hair? You look so handsome, and the hair looks so beautiful. How come you're destroying it, you're cutting it? So he answered him, then as that Nazir, he answered him, Amar li, ru'ay ha'iti li'abba bi'iri, I was shepherd for my father in my town. And I went to draw some water from the well, from the Be'er. فين استكلتي ببابو أشلي and I saw my reflection in the water وبحز علي يسري وبكش لترديني من العالم ما يسر راع I saw myself I look so handsome and I had all kind of محشبوت تدعى بيروت حسب شنوم أمرتي له so I held myself on the spot and I told I spoke as if I was talking to my يسر راع and I told him رشع لما تامت قايب عالم شئينو شلخا Why you're coming and you're trying to convince people in a world that doesn't belong to you? Why are you coming to make a person sin that person is going to end up after 120 to become Ramavi Toli'a? All the worms going to eat him up. Ha'abuda, so he made a shibu'a, she'agal li'hachal ha'shamayim. So he made a shibu'a that he's going to cut off his beautiful hair so his yesar ara' he should not come and to convince him to do any kind of habirot. That was the story of that Nazir. Therefore he came and he cut off his beautiful hair and he brought it under the Qurban, like the Torah tells us. That's what the Nazir was telling Shimon al-Sadiq. Miyat, Shimon al-Sadiq says, Amati unshaktiv al rosho. I stood up and I kissed him on his head. אמרתי לו, בני, כמוך ירבו נוזרי נזירות בישראל. So just like you, we wish we have a lot of נזירים just like you. עליך כתוב אומר, איש כי אפלי לנדור נדר נזיר להזיר לדוני. Said, on you, the pasuk is referring, the pasuk tells us in our parasha, איש כי אפלי לנדור נדר נזיר להזיר להשם. That kind of נזירות, we need someone who's מזיר להשם. For שם שמיים, just like you. That you were scared, yes, Ra is gonna convince you to do the Abira because you looked so handsome. Therefore, you are Nazir Lashem Shamaim, you are Nazir Lashem. On you, the Pasuk is referring that Kiaflin Dor Neder Nazir Lashem. That's the end of story here in the Gemara. And really, this story it has a lot of questions to understand what's going on over here. So, first of all, what the Gemara is emphasizing over here? Pam ahad ba adam ahad nazir min hadarum. He came from the south. Who cares where did he come from? He came from the south, from the east, from the north. Who cares? Why the Gemara is emphasizing he came from the south? What is it coming to teach us? And also veraitiv shehu yafei einayim v'tob roi kivasutav sidurot lo teltalim. He has beautiful eyes and looks so handsome. He has long beautiful hair. What all these details? What the Gemara wants to teach us? And what he told him? He told him, "Amati unshaktiv arosho." Shimon Sadiq, he stood up and he kissed him, and he told him, "Beni kimotchayir bu nozre nizrot bi Israel." On you, the pasuk said, "Ish ki efrin dor neder azir dazir lashem." So he told him, just like you, on you the pasuk is referring. What do you mean? On him the pasuk is referring. That's a mizbah for every nazir. Every nazir. He's not allowed to cut his hair while he's Nazir. At the end of his Nazirut, he has to cut off his hair and bring it under his Qurban Hashem. And what is he telling him over here? He's asking him, Bini, mara ita lashhit et si'archa zehna'i. What did you see? What caused you to cut your beautiful hair? What kind of question is this? The Torah is telling us over here that the Nazir, Lot Yemen Israel, he has to cut off all his hair. So what's he telling him? Shimon Sadiq, why did you cut off your hair? Why did you cut your, you take a haircut? He has to take a haircut. What he wants from him? All these things, l'chaura, we need to understand what's going on over here. And in general, why the Torah tells us that a Nazir is not allowed to cut off his hair? Why not? What's so special about cutting the hair for the Nazir? What the hair has to do with the Nazir? You want to tell me that Nazir is Kadosh? Kadosh iye gadel pera si'ar roshu. The person he became Nazir, like the Hakim tell us, haro'e sotabit kulkulah, yazir ta'asmu min ayayim. He saw something, he was scared his yisra is going to overcome him. So he should make himself Nazir. So I understand that he should make himself Nazir. He shouldn't become Tameh. And a few things. But what the hair have to do over here? Why the Torah in general? Why the Torah say that a Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair? Furthermore, we have the Gemara, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara tells us over there that the Gemara is talking over there about the person has to, how we should keep distance from Arayot, so we shouldn't come, shouldn't lead him to do Abirot. Therefore, the Gemara says over there, any type of kirba for Arayot is also a surah, because the Pasuk said, Lo tikrab legalot arva. Lo tikribu legalot arva, ani Hashem, the Pasuk tells us. So the person shouldn't come close to do any type of Abira. And the Gemara, sure enough, the Gemara over there, that brought a mashal, saying that people used to say, Lech lech amrina nizira sehor sehor lekarma la tikrab. It means that the nazir, we tell the nazir, he could go anywhere he want, but next to the vine, next to the vineyard, he shouldn't go over there. He shouldn't even go over there, even though there's nothing wrong by going to the vineyard for the nazir. Only problem that he's not allowed to eat from the grapes. He's not allowed to drink wine. Not allowed to eat grapes. But what's the problem of him going to the vineyard? There's no sur. But the Gemara said he should refrain himself. He should keep distance from it, because if he's going to go to the vineyard, he might end up eating from the grapes. It's going to be over ala Torah. Torah said, "Harsani ve'adzag lo yochel." Mukol asher yaseh megifen yain, harsani ve'adzag lo yochel. He's not allowed to eat. Therefore, he should keep distance. And the Gemara uses that term, they uses that example, it became like a sample, became like a role model, that any time that you need a person to be harhakat, to separate himself, you know, to make a gedir for himself, we use that language. Lech lech amron nizirasi har sehod lekumad lot krab. The obvious question, why Hakamim, they didn't find something else to compare that a person has to keep distance? They could have compared to something else. That don't go next to a fire, because you might burn yourself. There are many examples Hakim they could have gave. Why they chose only the case of the Nazir, that the Nazir, he is allowed to go anywhere he wants, but not to the vineyard. He could have brought the idea, we could have learned that lesson from any other example. Why Hakim they took the Nazir as a sample to learn from the Nazir? What's so special about all this over here? So I saw in Mefarshim they explain that we have here the Mishnah Masechet Sota. The Mishnah starts in Dafhet Hamud Bet. Bemeda she'adam moded bah modedim lo. So whatever the person does, min hashamayim they punish him meda keneged meda. Therefore, the Gemara later on, Daftet Amud Beit, the Mishnah tells us, Shimshon halach ahar einav, lefich hanakiru pelishtim et einav. Shimshon, he sinned after his eyes, he followed his eyes, and he wanted to take Delila for a wife. Therefore, why? Because the Pasuk said, Ki yeshara hi be'einai. Said, in his eyes, she looks nice to him, she looks beautiful to him. He wanted to marry her, so he was following his eyes. Therefore, he was punished that the pelishtim, they made him blind the barminna. Like the Pasuk says, Neymar, ויוחזו פלשתים ונקרו את עיניו. That's what happened with Shimshon. Abshalom, same thing, נתגאה בסערו. לפי כך נתלה בסערו. He was מתגאה in his hair, Abshalom. Therefore, he was punished. Same thing, he was punished with his hair. How was he punished? That after he was running away, that the Pasuk said that his hair got stuck at one of the branches of the tree. And Kibyachol, he was hanged on that branch with his hair, and that what caused him, they were running after him, soldiers of David, and they killed him. They saw him over there, he was hanged, he was trying to get off, but he wasn't able to. So that's how he was killed. So it means the Mishnah is telling us over here, because he was mitga'e, he was showing off Kibyachol with his beautiful hair, therefore he got punished with his beautiful hair. And that's here what the Mishnah is teaching us over here. That's on the side of Abshalom himself. But we have the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, the Kuf Zayin Amud Alef. The Gemara tells us that it was also Kibyachol David's fault a little bit that he had such a son. The Gemara tells us here in Sanhedrin, Amar Bihuda Amar Rab, Bekesh David La'abod Abudah Zara. David HaMelech, he wanted to do Abudah Zarah. שנאמר, והיא דוד בעד הראש אשר השתחווה שם לאלוהים, ואין ראש אל עבודה זרה, שנאמר, והוא צלמה ראשי דידי הפטב. אז דוד המלך, אם אתה תדעו עבודה זרה, obviously, there are פירושים ודספינים, אם אתה תדעו עבודה זרה, but we don't want to get into it now, let's just going to get the idea that we want from here. So, והנה לקראתו חושי הערכי, קרוע קוטנתו, והאדמה על ראשו. Then חושי הערכי, he saw him, he met him, אמר לו לדוד, יאמרו מלך שכמותך יעבוד עבודה זרה. So he was trying to tell him, what do you mean you want to do עבודה זרה? What people are going to say? You, דוד, מלך ישראל, חי וקיים, you're going to do עבודה זרה? What people are going to say about you? אמר לו, מלך שכמותי יהרגנו בנו. So he answered him, דוד המלך, what people are going to say? That they're going to say that his own son, Abshalom, is coming to kill his own father? How could that be? Therefore, מוטב שיעבוד עבודה זרה, ואל תחלל שם שמיים בפרהסיה. So David the Melech, he told Hushai Arki, he better off do Abuda Zara. And then people, what they're going to say, people, they're going to say, David the Melech, he did Abuda Zara. How could that be? Every person has Yisar Ara'a. But at least there's no Hallul Hashem is going to come out of it. Why? Because they're going to see that Abshalom, he killed his own father, David the Melech. Now they're going to say, why David the Melech, he was killed? Because he did Abuda Zara. So he deserves it. Kibyakul, Minash Shamayim, they sent him, his own son, to punish him because he did Abuda Zara. But if David the Melech is not going to do Abuda Zara, what people going to say after they're going to see that his own son, Abshalom, is running after him to kill him? Where's the tzedek? How did the Kadosh Baruch Hu let this happen? His own son, David's son, is coming to kill his father? What people going to say, even though David the Melech was a righteous man, and his own son is coming to kill him? What people are going to say about that? So it's going to come Hallul Hashem. They're going to say, where's the sechar of the Torah? Oh, that's the skut of David the Melech. That's what he, at the end of his life, he was killed by his own son. He's going to get Hallul Hashem. Therefore, he better off do Abuda Zara. At least now, there's no problem of Hallul Hashem. People, they might say, how come David Melech Israel did Abuda Zara? But this probably he could answer it. He has Yisra Ra. But at least there's no Hallul Hashem. That was the plan of David HaMelech. But as I said, for sure there are Pirushim. What does it mean he wanted to do Abu Lazara? But it's not our topic now. So Hushai Arki, he didn't keep quiet. He told him, oh yeah, you're saying that what people are going to say because your own son's going to come to kill you. Said Amar Le, my tama kanasibt Yefatuar. Why did you marry Yefatuar? That's the fruit of marrying Yefatuar at war. Like Basut Parashat Kitase, Kitase Melhama, Veraita Beshabia Eshet Yefatuar, Velaka Hashaktaba, Velaka Tali Khalisha. That's the fruits of it. When a person marries Yefatuar, he's going to get Ben Soror More. Therefore, what people are going to say, you're saying, how come Abshalom, his own son, is coming to kill him? That was your fault, because you married Yefatuar, and Abshalom, he was the son of Yefatuar. So David the Melech, he told him, what are you talking about? Yefatuar. Amar li Yefatuar, Rahmana Sharia. The Torah allows it. Kitasal malhama alo yibaycha. And the Torah said, velakahta licha leisha, it's okay. Amar li Hushai Arki answered him back, lo darasht semukhin. תסמיך לה, כי יהיה לאיש בן צורר ומורה. כל הנושא אישה יפתואר, יהיה לו בן צורר ומורה. So Adam, didn't you learn the סמיכות of the פסוקים over there? The Torah in the beginning, פרשת כי תעשה את על זה הסבת יפתואר. Right after that, פרשה says, כי יהיה לאיש בן צורר ומורה, איננו שומע בכל אביו וכל אמו. What's the connection between these two פרשיות together? The Gemara says over here, any person who marries יפתואר, is going to end up Hasb Shalom getting Ben Sorer Umore. So you see from there that the Gemara is calling Abshalom like Ben Sorer Umore. That's what the Gemara is calling him over there. He's called Ben Sorer Umore. And what caused all this trouble to happen? Because David the Melech, he married Yefatuar, therefore he got Ben Sorer Umore. That's what the Gemara is telling us over there. The Kibyachol, that was the punishment for David HaMelech. Because he married Yefatuar, that's why he ended up getting Bar Menahem Ben Sorer Umore, like Abshalom his son. And the Midrash Rabbah tells us in the beginning of Parashat Shemot, Parashat Aleph, Siman Aleph, right at the beginning of Parashat Shemot, The Midrash says, כיוצא בו דוד שלא ייסר לאבשלום בנו ולא רידהו יצא לתרבות רעה. The Midrash is bringing another reason what caused Abshalom to rebel against his father and to do Abudah Zarah and to come to kill, he wanted to kill his own father. What caused all this trouble? The Midrash is telling us over here, you know why? Because David HaMelech, he did not rebuke him when he was young. When Abshalom was young, he wasn't mechanechim for the right path. He left him, he said, it's only a kid, he did something bad. He said, it's only a kid, once he's going to grow up, he'll straighten his path, he'll straighten himself up. But David HaMelech didn't rebuke him, he didn't tell him, you know, he shouldn't do this, he shouldn't do that, he didn't punish him. So therefore, that's what he ends up being. So David should not say to Abshalom beno belo ridahu. He didn't punish him. He didn't rebuke him. He didn't tell him what's right, what's wrong. That what caused him to yitzel tarbut ra'a. וביקש להרוג את אביו ושכב עם פילגשיו וגרם לו ללכת יחף והוא בוכה ונפלו מישראל כמה אלפים מכמה רבבות וגרם לו כמה דברים קשים שאין להם סוף. So because he did not straighten Abshalom to the right path while he was young, he caused a lot of trouble. He did a lot of abirot. He wanted to kill his father. He did abirot with the pilakshim of David HaMelech, and he caused him to run from his own kingdom. David HaMelech, he was running. He was a king. He was running from his own son. His own son wants to kill him. The pasuk says, "Mizmor li David beborchom penei Abshalom beno." David HaMelech, he was running from who? Who wants to kill him? His own son. מכתי בחרב, אדוני מרבו צרי רבים קיים עליי. And the Gemara in Brachot told us, here the Midrash Rabbah also said, וקשה תרבות רעה בתוך ביתו של האדם, יותר מלחמת גוג ומגוג. Why? Because במלחמת גוג ומגוג, it says, למה רגישו גויים? אבל בין סורר ומורה, like Abshalom, תרבות רעה, the Pasuk said, אדוני מרבו צרי, there are a lot of צרות. That what caused David HaMelech a lot of trouble, because he did not rebuke his own son Abshalom when he was young. He didn't correct him. He didn't teach him to go to the right path. That what caused all this trouble. And to understand this a little bit more, we have the Gemara here in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Nun Bet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says here, Darash Rabbi Yehuda Le'atid Labo, when Mashiach is going to come, the Gemara says here, "Mebi'o Hakadosh Baruch Hu le'yisar ha'ra' b'shuhato b'fnei ha'tzadikim u'b'fnei ha'rsha'im." In the future, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring yisar ha'ra', is going to slaughter yisar ha'ra', is going to kill him in front of the tzadikim and in front of the rasha'im. Tzadikim, the Gemara said, "Nidma lahim ki har gabua." Tzadikim, yisar ha'ra' appears in their eye as yisar ha'ra' was a huge mountain. ורשעים דמה להם כחוד השערה. רשעים דסי יסר רע, as if it's a teeny tiny piece of hair. והללו בוכים והללו בוכים. בואו תודה מה קוראים, צדיקים על הרשעים. The Gemara explains, הצדיקים בוכים ואומרים, איך יכולנו לכבוש הר גבוה כזה? How were we able to conquer such a huge mountain, such a יסר רע? For sure, it's not us. הקדוש ברוך הוא helped us. So if that's the case, we don't deserve any reward. Therefore they're crying. והרשעים בוכים ואומרים, איך לא יכולנו לכבוש את חוט השערה הזה? And the רשעים, יסר רע appears in their eyes like a small hair, they cry, he said, such a small יסר רע, we couldn't overcome him. That's here what the Gemara is telling us. And obviously there are questions on this Gemara. What is Yisar Ra'? Is he really big or small? What is he? How come for the Tzadikim he appears like a huge mountain? For the Rasha'im he appears like a teeny hair. We spoke about it a few times, but I don't want to get into it now. But the idea that you see from there, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take Yisar Ra'a, is going to shecht him la'atid labo, and in front of the Rasha'im, Yisar Ra'a is going to appear like a hair. Again, so you see again, Yisar Ra'a is compared to a hair, piece of hair. Why Hachaim they compared, the Gemara compared Yisar Ra'a to Chot Se'ara? There's nothing else to compare Yisar Ra'a to. Then he is very thin, just like, I don't know, like Kehudosh El Mahat. What's a piece of hair? Why the Gemara uses the hair again, uses that word over there? Ela, and then Farshim they explain that really Yisar Ra'a when he comes to the person, he doesn't come to him and the first time and he tells him, let's do Abudah Zarah. Who's going to listen to him? No one's going to listen to Yasser Ra if he's going to come to him to do such a big Abira. No one's going to listen to him. Ela, Yasser Ra comes to the person slowly. In the beginning, he tells him, let's do small Abira. There is nothing. It's only Humrah. It's only Hasidut. Then he tells him, this, it's okay. There are the Hakim, they say Mutar. Some Ahlokit, some say Mutar, some say it's Asur. It's okay to do it now. After that, he tells him, there are some poskim say it's Bisha'at al-Dahak. It's okay to do it. After that, they tell him, Ibadi Abad, you have no other choice. What are you going to do? You're going to stay without food? It's okay, Ibadi Abad, you could eat in such a thing. Then tell them, it's only Surum Drabbanan, so it's okay, you could do it. Then tell them, it's only Surum HaTorah, you're not, it's only Mizbat Asay, you're not doing it by Mizid, you only do it Anus, you have no choice. And slowly, slowly, he gets the person until he tells him at the end, go and do Avodah Zarah. That's basically what the Gemara in Shabbat Kufay tells us. Kach derko shel Yasser HaRa'ah. Hayom omer lo asi kach. Umahar omer lo asi kach. Ad she omer lo kum avod Avodah Zarah. And then Obed. And he's going to do it. But the person, Yasser HaRa'ah doesn't come to him in the beginning right away to do Avodah Zarah. Slowly, slowly comes to him. That's what the Gemara tells us of the Masechet Shabbat. That's basically what it is. The Pasuk tells us in Sefer Yeshaya, the Pasuk, Hoy Moshe Ha'avon Behable Shav, Echa'avoto Tachata'a Agala. So what this means, in the beginning, Yasser HaRa'ah, he appears to the person as if he's what? As if he's like Hable Shav. He's nothing. Like a piece of hair. Piece of hair, a person could drop it in a second. There's no strength to it. He could overcome that piece of hair. But that's in the beginning. But they add one piece of hair, another piece of hair, another piece of hair, add them together. Then they're going to become the Ka'abotu Ta'agala Hata. Then it's going to come very big. Then you could drag Karanot and Agalot, you could drag with it. Why? Because it became very strong now. One hair, it's very easy to rip. But a few hairs together, a bunch of hair, make a big bundle from hair, you can drag a lot of tractor, you can drag with it. So that's here how Yasser HaRa'ah comes to the person. In the beginning, he appears like a piece of hair, is nothing. But slowly, slowly, and that's what it is. That's what Anyan Hakim tell us. Abshalom nidga'a bisa'ro. What means nidga'a bisa'ro? Abshalom, he was mitga'e. He said, it's okay, where's the ga'ava? It's something small, it's like, just like, you know, sa'ara. Just like piece of hair. Piece of hair, I could always overcome it. So it's nothing. However, at the end, he was punished from his hair. Why? Because the hair, when he put piece of hair, another piece of hair, another piece of hair, put them together, now they become Abutut Agala. Therefore, he was punished with his own hair. In the beginning, he thought, it's only Yasser HaRa'ah, he appears to him like a Si'ara. So it's only Sa'ara, it's small, because really that's how Yasser HaRa'ah starts with the person, starts with something small. But at the end, if the person is going to fall in the trap of Yasser HaRa'ah, then that Yasser HaRa'ah is going to become stronger and stronger and stronger, then it's going to become Ka'abudu Ta'agala Hata. They teach us that lesson, therefore the Mishnah here, Masechet Sotah, tells us, Abshalom nitga'a bisa'ro, lefichach nitla bisa'ro. He was mitga'e. In his Si'ara, he said, Yasser HaRa'ah is not asking me to do something big, only something small. But that's slowly, slowly, kach derko shel Yasser HaRa'ah, like we said. And until at the end, he was punished in his hair. And that's the idea. And don't think that Abshalom, that he was punished with his hair, and he was hanged up on his hair, that he was a short guy, probably he wasn't so heavy, probably he wasn't that tall, so his hair could help him. As I told you, ka'abutu ta'agala hata. Ka'abutu ta'agala. That's the hair is going to be able to drag, even wagons going to drag. We have here the Midrash Rabbah. The Midrash Rabbah tells us, interesting, it's also in this week's parasha. I told you once that in this week's parasha, the Midrash on this week's parasha is the longest midrash from all the other parashiyot. The parasha of the Shavua is the longest from all the parashiyot. And the Zohar in this week's parasha is also the longest from all the Zohar and all the other parashiyot. So anyways, we have here the Midrash Rabbah in this week's parasha, Parashat Tit. Siman, what Siman are we here? Siman Kaf Dalet. So Siman Kaf Dalet, I see it's also long. Anyways, so here the Midrash tell us, Abba Shaul Omer, Abba Shaul teaching us, said, Kober Mitim Haiti. Said he was once working in the cemetery. He was, his job was to bury people. That was, he was working in the cemetery. One time, he fell in somewhere. Said he fell in the hole of one of the deceased people, one of the dead people in the grave. He fell in his eyeball, in the place of the eyeball, he fell in his eye up to his nose. That means the eye of that person who's dead was the height of Abba Shaul. After he went out of the eyeball, he asked him, who's that giant over here? Amruli shel Abshalom hayta. That was the eye of Abshalom that we're talking about now. Shemet Omar, the Midrash continues here, Shemet Omar, Abba Shaul Nanasaya. Probably Abba Shaul, he was a midget. Therefore, Abshalom, he appeared in his eyes like huge. He said, no. Ela lav, it's not true. Ela Abba Shaul, Aruch Bedorohaya. Abba Shaul, he was tall from all the people in his generation. Rabbi Tarfon Magi Al Kitifo. Rabbi Tarfon, he reaches his shoulder. Rabbi Tarfon, he Aruch Bedoro. Rabbi Akiva Magi Al Kitifo. ורבי עקיבא ארוך בדורו, ורבי מאיר מגיע לכתפו, רבי מאיר ארוך בדורו, ורבי מגיע לכתפו, רבי ארוך בדורו, ורב מגיע לכתפו, and so on and so forth. The Midrash told us, said, no, it was very big. It means that Abba Shaul, he was very tall, he was a very tall guy, and nevertheless, he fell all of his height in the eyeball of Abshalom. Comes here, Pirush Maharzu, he tells us here, Pirush Mahazu, he said, for sure you have to explain that this is only exaggeration. He said, it doesn't make sense. Although he fell up to his nose in the eyeball of Abshalom. Mashi Amar at Hotamo, he says here, Mahazu, in Safek Shu Derech Guzma. Why? Because he said, Seva Hashob or Koshel Abba Shaul, Im Huke Mashma'o, Haya Erech Asrim Yama. He said, if according to what the Midrash is telling us over here, it was so tall, that means he was at least 20 amot. Do the math, because this guy was up to his shoulder. This guy was up to his shoulder if you follow here what the Midrash said. So it is he going to get that he was approximately, Abba Shaul, he was approximately 20 amot high. And if the eyeball of Abshalom alone was 20 amot, it means the whole Abshalom, how tall was Abshalom? He was a few hundred amot tall. And that cannot be. Why? Because it gives a tere kama mfliga pasuk begoba Goliat shehaya shesh amot vazaret begoba Shaul shehaya gaboha mkol ha'am shechmo v'ma'ala v'im haya Abshalom gaboha mehem haya katub mfaresh ela vada shehu derech guzma sheragil harbe kekatub arim gedolot ubsurot v'shamayim. Okay, not the way he said. Sometimes Hakim, they exaggerate. They tell us exaggeration. So for sure it was exaggeration because the pasuk is telling us about Goliath. He was so tall, and the pasuk said he was 6 amot high. If Abshalom, he wasn't far away from his time. If Abshalom, he was so tall, how come there's nothing in the pasukim to tell us that he was so tall? If Goliath, he was only 6 amot, the Pasuk has mentioned it. He was 6 amot tall. Wow. 6 amot tall. So according to this Midrash, comes out that Abshalom, he was a few hundred amot tall. How can the Midrash, the Pasukim, doesn't say anything about it? For sure, it's Guzma bi'alma. But whatever it is, everyone agrees that Abshalom, he was taller from everyone else. And Bechol Zot, he was hanged with his hair. Why? Because in the beginning, Nidga'a b'sa'ro, he said, only sa'ra, yizi yasarara, he says, only sa'arot. It's a small sa'ra, he could rip it in a second. But slowly, darkoshele yasarara. Then he ended up hanging even someone who's very tall, like Abshalom. He died also from his hair to teach us that what? That once you let the hair add up, one hair plus another piece of hair, plus another piece of hair, then what's going to be? Then that hair is going to be able to kill even someone who's very tall and very strong. And that's why the Torah tells us about the Nazir. The Nazir, he has to do something like Ibn Ezra explained here. He said, "What liish ki afli lindor neder nazir lihazir Hashem? What's ki afli lindor neder nazir?" The Ibn Ezra tells us. He said he has to do something pele, to separate himself from all what Ummat Olam are doing. That means the Nazir, he has to look at the world differently. All the people in the world, they say, this small Abira, it's okay, there's nothing to care about. But the Nazir is standing on the side and is watching. You're right, probably in the beginning it's small, but with the time, that Abira is going to end up being such a big Abira, you're not going to be able to overcome it. Therefore, the Torah said the Nazir is doing something pele, he's separating himself from all the rest of the world, and he is watching over what is he doing. Therefore, the Torah tells us about the Nazir, he is not allowed to cut his hair. Why? Because since that the Nazir is Kadosh, he's becoming Kadosh, how is he becoming holy? Because he's looking at the future. Looking at the future. Probably now, it appears to you like Kihut al-Si'ara, Yisara appears like Kihut al-Si'ara. That's probably in the beginning. But with the time, it's going to become like Ka'abotot ha'agala hata'a. It's going to become very big. Since that the Nazir is looking at the future, he's Hakam Ru'et al-Nulad, therefore the Torah tells us he's not allowed to cut his hair. To show us that from the hair, Yisar Ra'a, who's compared to a hair, slowly, another piece of hair, another hair, it's going to become very strong. And that's also the same idea the Torah tells us about the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. Why is not allowed to drink wine, not allowed to eat grapes? Because the Gemara in Masechet Yoma, the Gemara tells us Masechet Yoma, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beit, the Gemara says over there that the wine is called Yain Vetirosh. The Torah sometimes refers to the wine as Tirosh, sometimes it refers as wine. And the Pasuk said, Ve'yain Vetirosh Yikahleb. The wine and the tirosh, which also means wine, they're going to take the person's heart. Means it's going to end up doing abirot. The Gemara says, "Am I kare leh yain? Am I kare leh tirosh? Why the wine's called yain?" The Gemara says here, "Yain shemebi yelala la'olam. He brings yelala, screaming and crying to the world. That's the wine. Tirosh shekol hametgarebo ne'isarash. Any person who follows the wine, he falls into drinking, Hasv Shalom, that person is going to become rest, going to become very poor, is going to become, who knows where is he going to end up being. So it's going to lead him to something bad. Therefore, the Torah tells us that the Nazir should refrain himself from drinking wine because that wine is going to bring Yalla Lala Ulam. And he should not cut his hair to teach that lesson that Yasar Arab might appear to you in the beginning like a piece of hair. But don't fall in this trap, because that's in the beginning piece of hair. After that, the Abshalom nitgaa bisaro. He said it's only piece of hair, therefore nitla bisaro. Therefore, the Gemara is comparing any time when a person he wants to make a gader and siyag for himself. Therefore, the Gemara uses that term lech lech amrina nazira sihor sihor lekarma lo tekrab. Why? Because you have to learn from the Nazir that in the beginning. And in the beginning, he thinks that it's only a small piece of hair, but he said, no, at the end, who knows where is it going to end up? That's the reason why the Torah tells us that the Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair, to teach that lesson. And with this, we could come back to the story that we read in Masechet Nedarim about Shimon HaTzadik, that he saw a person, he coming from the Darom, he saw Nazir, Habba min Hadarom. What does it mean, Habba min Hadarom? It says here, Adam had Nazir min Hadarom. He came from the south. What does it mean he came from the south? That means that Nazir, he was Talmid Hakam. Because the Gemara, Masechet Baba Batra Kafe, tells us that Harusel le'ahkim yadrim. Any person who wants to become Hakam, he should look toward the south. Why? Because the menorah is in the Darom. Shulhan batzafon, menorah batdarom. Harusel she'ashir yatzpin. Like Shulhan Batsafon. Harusei Sheyadrim, because Menorah Badarom. Menorah brings light. Light is Chokhmah. Mesimmanach, Shulhan Batsafon, Menorah Badarom. That's what the Gemara told us. That means Darom, referring to someone who's Hakam and he has a lot of Chokhmah. So he saw here Shimon HaTzadik, he saw someone who's Talmid Hakam, he has a lot of Chokhmah. and he's Nazir. Vereiti, he continues here, Shehu yafei einayim, he has beautiful eyes. What does it mean he has beautiful eyes? That means that person, he has a lot of chokmah, and just like Hakim tell us the Sanhedrin, they are called Aineha Aida, Vihaya imme Aineha Aida ne'estal jgaga. Those are the beautiful people among Am Israel. He was Yafi Ainaim. That means he was big righteous man, he was Tzaddik, he was Dayan, he was everything. He was big Talmid Hakam. Vito Broi, he looks so handsome. Why? Because the Pasuk tells us, Chokhmat Adam Ta'ir Panav. When a person has a lot of Chokhmah, a lot of Torah, his Chokhmah is going to make his face shining. וכפוסותיו בסדורות לא טלטלים. What does it mean? Just like what Hakim they were doresh on Rabbi Akiba, שהיה דורש על כל קוץ וקוץ, on every tag in the Sefer Torah, תלי תלים של ההלכות. That's כפוסותיו בסדורות לא טלטלים. So he has big תלמיד חכם. ואמרתי לו, בני, מה ראית להשחיד את שערך זה נאה? So you are תלמיד חכם. I understand, סתם נזיר, he has יסר הרע, and I understand why he has to refrain himself from drinking wine, because wine brings yalala la'olam, and he should not cut his hair because yasara appears to him like hot si'ara. That's how the regular person. But you, since that you are talmid hakam, and for talmid hakam, the Gemaran's sukkah we read before, the tzaddikim dmalahim kihar gaboa. They know the tzaddikim that yasara. Probably he looks like Sa'ara, but really he's not Sa'ara, he's Har Gavua, because that's where he's heading to. Hakim, they see Yisra'ara is not a Sa'ara, it's Har Gavua. Therefore, the Sadiqin Malahim, Ki Har Gavua. So you are Talmid Hakam, Tob Roi, Yafi'i Naim, Kifuzutav Sidurotot Talim, and he's coming from the Darom. For you, why do you have to become Nazir? What's the purpose? The Hakim tells her, "Ois otaber kol kulay zirta asmo minayin." This is, I understand, for a regular person. Yeah, I understand why you should be nazir, but for you, since that you see you are haroet and nulad, you're not gonna fall in the trap of yisra ra. Why do you have to make yourself nazir? So he told him, "You know what?" So he told him, "I was next to the water, where the water is Torah. Veraiti babu ashli upahaz alay yitzri. So bakish le tordeni min aolam." Like the Gemara tells us also over there, Masechet Sukkah, Defnun Beit. That's also the Gemara tells us over there that, what's his name? Abaye. He heard once that male and female, they're going out of town, and the long story over there, Gemara and Sukkah, Defnun Beit. So he planned to follow them to see if they're going to do Abira, to stop them from doing the Abira. But he saw all the way that they didn't do anything. Didn't touch each other, didn't do any abira. So he got jealous so much, Abaye. He said, if it was with me, I don't know how I would have behaved. Yisrara. Until the Gemara said, he's right, Abaye, because kol gadol mahabiro yisro gadol menu. So any person who's bigger than his friend, he has even bigger yisrara. So if that's the case, that's here what the Nazir, Shimon Sadiq, he told that Nazir, if you are Talmid Hakam, you see the Nulad, you have Tob Einayim, you're coming from the Darom, Yafi'i Einayim, Tob Roi, Kibusulas Adorot Adalim, why do you have to make yourself Nazir? Why are you not allowed to drink wine? So what's wrong with drinking wine? Adrabah, the Gemara tell us that the Hamra, the Fum Rabbanan, so the Talmid Hakam, they are allowed to drink wine. Why? Because the wine is not going to bring yalala for regular people. But for Talmidei Hakamim, there's nothing wrong. It's okay for them to drink wine. So how can you make yourself Nazir? Until that Nazir, he told him, Pahaz ala yitzri. Now that even though that I am Talmid Hakam and I see the future and everything, but כל הגדול מחבירו יסרו גדול ממנו. פחז על היסרי בקש לתורדני מן העולם. Therefore, he made himself Nazir. When he saw this Shimon Sadiq, now he really appreciated that person and said, for you, on you, the Pasuk said, להפלי נדר נזיר להזיר להשם. Your type of נזירות is נזירות לשם שמיים. Because you really see the future, and you really, יסר רע in your eyes appears like a huge mountain, and you're scared about him, therefore you made yourself Nazir. Even you made yourself Nazir. So for you, he deserved. He stood up, Shimon Sadiq, and he kissed him on his head, and he told him, "Kemotcha yirbu nizirim, nozrei nizirot b'Israel." We need people to become nazir just like you, not like a regular person. He's so sotah b'kulkula, and he's scared. Yisra ra'a appears to him like hot si'ara. He thinks that there's nothing until he has to get his lesson from the nizirot, that he has to grow his hair to teach him that in the beginning, probably his midgai b'sa'aro is only si'ara, but at the end, haritam yeshureno. Probably is going to be ended, that's a lesson every nazir gets. But for you, that you know your lesson from the beginning, and becholzot, you're scared maybe because according to your level, yesara is going to catch you, kemotchayer bu b'Israel. So that's a musar that we have to learn from this week's parashah, the pasuk v'yeshiv et ashamo b'rosho v'hamishito yosef alav. V'yeshiv et ashamo b'rosho, you have to put that asham in your head from the beginning. That means in the beginning, the person, he thinks that he's doing something small, but that something small is going to end up being asham, pesha'im, meradim. That's the biggest avon. So the person who's a tzaddik has to look at the abira from the beginning. And then that's going to cause him to look at the future, that he shouldn't think it's only si'ara. That probably in the beginning, it's hablei shav. But at the end, ka'abutot ha'agala hata'a ve'acharitam yishurinna. That's the lesson that we have from this week's parasha. That yisra ra'a kach derkoshi, yisra ra'a hayom umar lo asi kach, mahar umar lo asi kach. Until the end, he tells him, kum abud abud azra hasav shalom. Therefore, every person has to learn from here that he should try as much as he could to be Hacham Haroetan Lala, to understand from the beginning, Hachim, the Gemara is telling us, Kadosh Baruch Hu created Yisr Ra' and he knows how does he behave. That's the way the Yisr Ra' he wins over people. Therefore, we have to watch out also. B'tahbulut ta'asir lecham l'chama, you pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem should help all of us by the Hashem to overcome our Yisr Ra' and to be Hacham Haroetan Lala, to see everything from the ahead of time. And then, better shame, we're going to be zocher, that we shouldn't be nechshal, we should do only ma'asim tobim, nizkir l'chol brachot, nizkir l'berkat kohanim, barakha Hashem ishmerecha, ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonika, yissa Adonai panav elecha v'yasim lecha shalom, Hashem should give us shalom be'ezrat Hashem, and should be zocher l'chol brachot, k'tubot v'torah, amen v'amen. Rabbi Hananam Nakshe Omer,